welcome to the Kiwi WordPress Queen podcast. I created this podcast to help busy coaches and consultants lighten their tech workload, leaving you free to focus on what you do best, running your business. The purpose of this live is to talk to you about how you can live stream to multiple platforms, how you can also add guest speakers and share your screen and do all of that without it costing you an absolute fortune. I had looked at many examples, many different permutations to achieve what I wanted to achieve, and I couldn't find anything that ticked all the boxes. I did try the free open source one. Yes, OBS for live streaming. That's the one. So I looked at that one and it's free, which is always a big plus, because whenever you're doing anything online, you find that it's a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there, this monthly expense and that monthly expense. And on their own, they don't seem much at all. But when you start to add them up, it starts to be quite a substantial monthly expenditure. So the more things you can find that are open source, obviously, the better. So I looked at OBS and it's quite complicated to configure it, that's for sure. You are able to connect it up with the Facebook Live Scheduler, which is a big plus, because if you're using the native scheduler, then Facebook is likely to reward you by increasing the exposure that you have across your followers. So in terms of the audience size, the potential is much greater. So that was all cool. But where I, and the other thing with OBS is that you can also share your screen and you can actually set up a whole heap of slides and click between them while you're live. So that's all very cool. And I liked that a lot, but I wanted to do website audits, and the only, and in doing those website audits for people, I wanted to have them also join me on the live, as in with the visuals. And I also wanted to be able to have guest speakers on. And it just wasn't possible to do all of those things through OBS. And I researched it and researched it. So if anyone would have been able to find a way of doing it, I think I would. And it really wasn't possible. So OBS wasn't working for me and I needed to look for another option. And so I looked at Zoom because I like Zoom very much. I use it all the time to talk to people. But the add-ons that you need in order to live stream and share your screen and have guests was, it was a lot of money. You were looking at, oh my goodness, it's a long time ago that I explored it, but it was, you were looking at around $100 a month, which I think is getting up there, particularly as I wasn't having a guest speaker on every week. Sometimes it was just me. So that one wasn't working. And then I looked at Believe, which is, or Be Live, which is another option. But again, that was very expensive once you really looked at it and looked at what you were able to get from the different tiers. So none of those really worked for me, and I researched lots of different options, and then something came up on AppSumo, and I don't know if any of you have subscribed to AppSumo, but I love it. The softwares that come up on there and the deals that come up on there are really, really awesome. And what came up was something called Restream. And what Restream enables you to do is to stream to more than one channel at once. And that's not just Facebook. There's a whole heap of different platforms that you can stream to, which I thought was pretty cool. So that was something that interested me a lot. And with AppSumo, they offer really good deals for a limited time. And so I got lifetime access to Restream for a one-off payment, which was fabulous. And I would happily share the link with you, but it is an offer that is no longer available, unfortunately. But you can still purchase Restream on a plan, and I highly recommend it for the very reason that you're not just reliant on Facebook. They've now added a whole heap of different platforms. So let me share my screen and I'll show you Restream, and then you can see what I'm connected to and what potential you have to connect to other channels as well. So let's just do that now. This is Restream, which is multi-streaming, and it's got my live window here, which I can see. I can see how long I've been streaming for, the resolution. There's two different ways to connect. You can use an RTMP URL and key. Say if you wanted to connect with OBS, you could do it this way. So that would be an open source way of having an interface, if you like, for actually doing the streaming. You have my link here, and over here, we can see if there's been any messages. There's all sorts of bits and pieces. So as you can see, I'm currently connected to my Facebook page, which used to be KEM Business Box, but it's now Sharon Henderson WordPress and Content Strategist, I think, is my Facebook page now. LinkedIn is currently beta testing. You have to apply for that, and I'm still waiting for that to come through, but I'm sure that they're going to roll that out and extend it to people generally. So that will be awesome when they do that. Twitch, although that's not one that I really cater to. Periscope for mobile, YouTube, and then you've got my personal profile, but generally that's where I get the most viewers, particularly in the replays afterwards. And then we've got another page where I'm streaming to. I'm not sure it actually streams there, though. That's more my website page, which needs a bit more love, actually. And here's my group as well, and we're streaming there as well. So those are my connections, but there's a heap of others. Let's just see if I can do this without killing off the live. Okay, so you can see here, you've got your personal profile, Mixer. I haven't explored Mixer. YouTube gaming isn't applicable to me. I've not explored this channel either, but it's there. There's a whole heap of them, and I probably should have a look and see what they all do and figure out if I should be streaming elsewhere as well. But as you see, the list is quite long. It just goes on, and they are constantly adding to it as well. Custom RTMP, Wowzer, and AKMI. So there's a lot of options there for your restreaming, and it's really, really simple to connect. It really is. It does it automatically for you. Click a few buttons, you authorize it, and off you go. So from that perspective, it's really good. And I like it a lot. So that is Restream. Now, I don't have any affiliate links to Restream, so I'm going to show you the plans and the pricing. Yeah. So you do have a free plan, and the free plan enables you to stream to 30 plus platforms, including your Facebook profile as well. So that is pretty cool just for the free plan. The standard plan gives you everything in personal. You get an extra destination, so you can have a custom, oops, let's try again, hover on that so you can read it. So you can add a custom RTMP or more than one channel of the same platform from our list of 30 plus supported platforms. So for example, you could have two different Twitch accounts or two YouTube channels. And that's what I particularly like, is that I can have two different Facebook pages, which is good, plus a group. Yeah, lots of other options there. And if they don't have an automatic automatically configurable option there, that's just a few clicks, then you can set it up yourself using the custom RTMP for streaming too, which is pretty cool. And again, the reason I like this particular plan is they've got the Facebook groups as well, which is really cool. And then you have the professional, which gives you a few more extra things. Now, my plan, what I find annoying about it is that they put the Restream link on there, and you'll probably have noticed at the beginning of every single live that I do, I have to go in and manually remove that link. And it says streaming with Restream.io, and it's on every single platform that I stream to. And Facebook do penalize you for that, particularly when it comes to the viewership for the auto, for the replays, I beg your pardon. That's when it gets particularly frustrating. If you've not gone in during the live and deleted the link, then it will be there in the replay, and then the Facebook algorithm will reduce the reach of that replay, and most of my viewership is on the replay rather than on the lives. So that's a pain. And as I've paid for a one-off payment to have access to Restream for Life, I'm not really wanting to pay $41 a month just to have the link taken off, which is why at the moment I'm manually removing it. It's a principle thing, really. I think they should remove it. I think it should be on the personal forever free plan, fair enough, but I think once you're paying, you shouldn't have that link on, particularly when it does impact so significantly on the reach of your audience for replays. So that's basically why I do that. Sometimes Restream doesn't work, and that can be frustrating. And I think for me, the biggest thing is that you can't see comments from your group. And that isn't really Restream's fault. I think that that is more to do with the way that Facebook have set up things to prevent that happening. Cool. Rather than having to copy and paste it, which I currently do, when I take out my link where it's got the Restream in there, I also change the title. So that's quite interesting. That's really cool that it does that. Okay. And then social alerts. What's that? Tell your followers when you go live, add your message, and Restream will send it out automatically wherever you start streaming. That's interesting. Very cool. So what I can do is I can download this chat feature here if I want directly to my Mac, but you can also open it in the browser. So as you can see here, I can just type messages and send them. I'll try it now. See what happens if I put hello everyone. So I'm looking at my chat box here, and I sent a message, and now in my message box I see from every channel a hello everyone. So there's a chat now. So that's quite cool. I can actually send I can actually make comments that appear everywhere that I'm streaming, which is quite cool. Okay, so we've talked about the first part, the first component, which is Restream, but that's only part of the puzzle. So what I want to talk to you about now is the second part of the puzzle, which is StreamYard. And this is what I settled on as the best option. And it's interesting, actually, at the time that I was exploring all of this, a dear colleague, Andy Griffith, who's also appeared and done a live in the group in the very early days, and we were both kind of brainstorming, trying to figure out what was the best option out there. And it was Andy that put me on through StreamYard. So you've got Restream, which essentially enables you to stream on multiple channels, and then StreamYard is the interface, the dashboard, if you like, that enables you to do things like share your screen and add guest speakers. So the best way for me to do this, and it's going to be a little bit weird because it's going to show me many times over, because you're going to see me and then you're going to see my face in StreamYard interface as well. So it's going to look a bit weird, and I apologize ahead of time for that. But let me just share this screen so you can see what the StreamYard interface looks like, and I can give you a little ticky tour around it. So this is our main panel where we can see what everybody else can see. And over here, what we have are the options to add guest speakers. And you can display your guest speakers in different formats. So we can have just me, and you can have two people side by side. You can make them smaller. You can have three people. And I think you can stream up to 10 people, and that would look really funky, I think. But anyway, and then you have a share screen option where you just show the screen. And if we just head down here, you can see that I've got a screen share going at the moment. I can invite people. If I click on that, I can get a link, and then I can send that link to them in Messenger or any way that I want and get them to use that link to then patch them in. And I've got various settings. I can mute it, stop the camera. And over here is you can remove people from the stream as well if you like. So those are the options, and it really is nice and simple to use, whereas other interfaces like OBS really aren't. And when you're live, you honestly want things to be as simple as they possibly can be, that's for sure. So if we head over here, we can see all the comments, and I can click on them and just add them in if I want here. I have the option for a banner that I can set up ahead of time here, and I can put my logo on as well. And you can actually put pretty backgrounds behind it too, but I didn't find that they worked particularly well. And then this is where your comments are. You can create banners ahead of time. And this is where I'm going to add a link. Let's do it now, I'll show it you. So this is an affiliate link, and this is my link shortener that I've used here. So it's just https://inkw.co/mystreamyard, and that will take you to a link where you can buy StreamYard if you want to do so. And I do highly recommend it. It's really, really good. And so I can actually set up all my banners here, and I can also group them, add them into different folders if I want, which can be really handy. And then to take that off, I just click on that. And this is private chats with my guests that are appearing with me. This is where all my branding is, which is quite cool. My overlays here, I can add backgrounds if I want. Let's see if it shows it there. There you go. That actually doesn't look too bad. That's a beautiful image of New Zealand taken by a dear, dear friend of mine, Debbie. So you can't really see it behind there, but that's quite beautiful. So you can upload your own anyway. You can show your names or take them off. You can add overlays. There's all sorts of things that you can do now, and they're constantly showing this interface. Live stream is often enjoying new features, which is quite cool. You've seen the banners, and then we're back to comments here. So here are the plans, and you can check here, you can switch it. So it's either billed monthly or annually. There is a free option, and then you've got broadcast limits. Currently, broadcasts are not limited, but limits may be introduced at a future date. So that's pretty cool. The reason that I upgraded to the most popular one, apparently, at $25 a month, billed monthly, I should probably go ahead and pay for it annually, because I'm paying $5 a month more than I need to. But anyway, so there's no StreamYard branding. That wouldn't bother me anyway. Unlimited broadcasts. You can have your custom logo that I've shown you, custom overlays if you want, but I haven't really played with those. Custom backgrounds you've seen. The reason that I upgraded to this plan is because I can connect to Restream. That's the only real reason. And it really is a one-click connection. It's really, really simple to do, and the two work together beautifully. So that is the reason that I went with this one. And the other thing, and I'm not actually sure whether the free plan enables you to do this. It may do, but it was the being able to add more than one person, you know, have a guest, and also being able to share your screens. It doesn't say whether the free version enables you to do all of that, but I suspect that it does, actually. So it's super cool. I do like StreamYard a lot. It hasn't let me down. Restream occasionally has let me down, and I've streamed and I've found that only the page has been streaming and nowhere else has, because the connections have dropped off and I've had to reconnect. Sometimes it's because of Facebook and they change things and then things don't work. Good old Facebook, gotta love them. But that aside, it's been pretty reliable and I've been pretty happy with it as a setup, with both Restream and with StreamYard. So once again, I'll just pop that banner up for you if you're interested. Here is the link. That's my affiliate link. I would be very grateful if you did use it. That would be awesome. And yeah, I've really enjoyed having you all along for this live. If you have any questions, do leave them in the comment box below. So thanks again. And I will see you same time next week. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Talk to you next week. See ya. Bye-bye.
That's all for today, folks. Join the 30-day WordPress challenge for non-techies and transform your website into a revenue-generating machine. Visit challenge.kembizinabox.com. That's challenge.kembizinabox.com for more details. And join the Facebook group Entrepreneurs Marketing and WordPress Community with Sharon Henderson. Looking forward to seeing you on the inside.